This is Creighton Drury. He is the executive director of Covenant House here in New York. Covenant House provides shelter and other services to homeless young people, including teen moms. This is very important work that you do, Creighton, and you're very much prepared. How have you gotten ready for
this? Well, we are. Thanks, Brianna, for the chance to be on today.
Of course.
So every day is a busy day. You know, at Covenant House, every day we're serving between 300 and 400 homeless young people, pretty much 16 through 21, the age range. A lot of moms and babies, too.
Yeah.
But a night like tonight, a day like today, we're really kicking into overdrive. And so we're stretching as much as we can. Really, the motto is we're not letting anyone go without a place to stay tonight. So if you're a young person who needs a place to stay, you need to connect with Covenant House or one of our provider partners.
Okay, and how many people do you think you'll connect with and get into housing tonight?
Well, you know, on any given night in our emergency shelter, we might have between 100 and 90-200 young people staying with us. Tonight, we'll probably stretch to close to 250,
okay,
is my sense. But we're ready for anything, really, just, you know, preparing for the storm in any kind of eventuality. What we want to do tonight is be ready for any option. And so we're, you know, we're ready to expand and work with our partners to get everyone in a safe, warm place tonight, no matter what happens.
And so what are you providing besides shelter, obviously, warmth, some nourishment, I imagine?
Well, absolutely all
yeah.
that. And on a night like tonight, warmth and a bed to stay in is absolutely critical. We always provide that. But we'll also have our entire array of comprehensive services. Our health center team will be there. So for anyone who's been exposed to the cold or has an emergency need, we can handle either on-site and or get to emergency. But we'll also have our, you know, our youth workers and our employment coordinators here all day tomorrow engaging the kids. So, you know, a lot of times it's like you're in that place, but, you know, cabin fever can take over. How are we helping you just to stay engaged and connect and find out what you're going to do after the storm's over?
Sure, and that's the point. One of the goals of Covenant House is to try to get homeless kids, young moms, teen moms, into more permanent housing. Do you find that this is a chance to maybe reach out to some people that you wouldn't be able to otherwise?
Exactly. So as I mentioned, we're always full, but tonight's a night where some young people who may come to us who may not have otherwise, that's a chance not just to keep them safe, but there's opportunities. And so let's connect you with many of our partners across the city who can provide permanent housing or transitional living or whatever they might need, employment and education services as well.
So here in New York City, people can call 311 if they need the help of Covenant House, right?
Absolutely. And we work really closely with the city, you know, on this. And so that's absolutely right. And we're also, you know, Covenant House itself is at 41st Street and 10th Avenue. If you're a homeless young person, you can come to us. And 311 will get you there. And our number is 212-613-0300. So if you're in need or you know someone in need, call us and we'll either serve you directly there or help get you to the right place
to
help you tonight.
And certainly that's information that someone here in New York could tell a young person they see if they need some assistance. But it's also something that I think people in other cities that are impacted could, if they see someone in need, maybe go that extra step, figure out where some resources might be and try to direct them towards that, right?
That's exactly right, yep.
All right, Creighton Drury, thanks so much. It's such important work that you're doing, and we really appreciate you talking to us about it.
Great, thank you very much.